Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
Well, talk about Martin Luther King Jr., and you referenced one of his quotes, "Christianity has always insisted that the cross we bear precedes the crown we wear." That's powerful. Talk about him and how he impacted you.
When I grew up in Atlanta, the church I went to saw him as the enemy, the bad guy. Martin Luther King was surrounded by hateful people like that, racist people like that. And some of them would use Christian symbols. You know, the KKK would burn, crosses. He was very aware of that. He was going to fight against it, fight injustice. But he decided early on, I'm not just interested in getting justice for my people. I'm interested, what I want to do is change the hearts and minds of those who oppose me. I love the white person. I want a beloved community. And he really said early on, the only way to get across the love of Jesus when you're being attacked is the same way Jesus did. Not to fight back. Remember, Jesus restored the ear of the servant that Peter cut off. Nonviolence to the core was Martin Luther King's strategy. And a lot of people are shocked when they see film clips of the March in Selma in different places. Martin Luther King wasn't shocked at all. He deliberately went to the most racist type sheriffs, knowing that they were going to turn police dogs loose and that they were going to beat him with clubs and put him in jail, because that was the only way to expose their racism as evil. You can't just stand up in a university setting and give five reasons why it's evil. That doesn't change history. He put his body on the line. And, of course, it was that march in Selma that was such a turning point in the civil rights movement. When the world saw what was happening, they knew which side was right and which side was wrong. And Martin Luther King knew how to expose that.
God forgive us. You know, you just think about things that have been done in the name of Christianity. What would you say is your greatest takeaway from him, other than that? I mean, that's so significant, but truly being committed to nonviolence, to exposing the lie, but not only that, but reaching across this to his enemy, saying, I want better for you as well.
In no other religion do you find these statements, love your enemies, pray for those who persecute you. I mean, we're seeing in different parts of the world right now what history normally does with enemies. You kill them, you massacre them, you behead them. I mean, that is history. And Martin Luther King came along and said, no, there is another way. These are the great souls of recent times, and they did it not with guns, but with the opposite, by laying down their lives. And as he said, it's the cross that leads to the crown. Suffering can be redemptive. That's been such an important lesson to me, because I've written about suffering, I've been around a lot of suffering, and I can't explain why it happens and why one person gets killed and another doesn't, and why one child gets sick and another doesn't. But I do believe that, as Romans 8 says, that out of anything that happens, good can come. It can be redeemed.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.